This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Wellness Wednesday, we're joined by Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, we continue to discuss balancing rations, an important topic with high feed prices. They are better, obviously, with homegrown feed, but more expensive if you have to buy feed at the mill. And if you don't have your own corn to bank or feed, you have to buy something. So what can dairy farmers do to replace the energy the corn was bringing while maintaining a productive, healthy cow?
What a lot of guys have found out and what we're having good success with is leaning on forages that provide high levels of digestible fiber. If you're a nutritionist, you use the term NDF. And if you talk about digestible fiber, you use the acronym NDFD. Digestible, the last D stands for the digestible fraction of the fiber. And a lot of people don't know it, but digestible fiber and starch pound for pound have the same energy value, meaning that if we have forage with a high level of digestible fiber, we can get just as much energy out of that as we can from corn. And then we wouldn't have to buy that corn, or we could reduce the amount of expensive corn in the ration. And so when you look at fiber sources, forages that have very high levels of digestible fiber, typically corn silages are good, cover crops, things like triticale, rye if it's cut well, sorghum sudan grass, different varieties of grasses all have very high levels of digestible fiber. And the more that we can maximize homegrown digestible fiber in the ration, the less dependent we are on starch from corn in the ration. So we can maintain or increase production. We can maintain or increase energy in the diet. And we can do that with a reduction of corn if we have a high digestible fiber source to replace in the ration. The other thing, the two sources of energy in a diet can come from fermentable carbohydrates or fats, the two major sources of energy in a diet for dairy cows. When we look at fermentable carbohydrates, some of those can come from starch, some of those can come from digestible fiber or NDFD. When you look at a lot of rations out there, on a percentage basis of the fermentable carbohydrates, the vast majority of the energy coming from fermentable carbohydrates are coming from starches. And we like to do our rations completely opposite of that. If we can get a 50-50 mix, equal parts energy of fermentable carbohydrates coming from fiber and starch, or even slightly more energy coming from digestible fiber than starch, we still deliver the same amount of energy to the cow. We still support milk production, but we can do it in a manner that is much lower risk of ruminal acidosis, much more friendly to animal health by focusing on energy from fiber than focusing from energy on starch.
So what about input from your nutritionist when you're getting priced out of these things?
Yeah, and I think it's important too when prices like this will get high, it's very common for nutritionists and producers to start to lean on byproducts and say, well, I can buy byproduct X at Y dollars per ton, and that's a quote-unquote great deal. But I think if that is going to happen, there needs to be a deeper conversation on understanding price per ton is oftentimes when buying commodities very, very misleading. We need to be understanding what is the digestibility fraction of what we are buying. Something might be a cheaper price per ton, but it might be lower in protein or energy percentage than the other stuff that we could buy. And while it may be quote unquote cheaper per ton, it might actually be more expensive per unit of protein or per unit of energy. So I would caution people against looking at byproduct decisions based on price per ton. They're oftentimes incorrect that way. And again, focusing on energy from fiber than focusing from energy on starch. That focus, I think, has become even more poignant of a topic now when corn is $6.
Thanks, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiderman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
More rural areas will be getting high-speed internet as a result of new investments by the USDA. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
$759 million investment in 24 states across the country that's going to help bring high-speed internet access to rural residents, businesses, farms, schools, community facilities. The farms benefit to the extent that they are using any form of precision agriculture properly market their grain or whatever it is that they're buying or selling on that particular day.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.